So how desperate is the left to re-elect President Obama? How low will they go? To what level of despicability will they sink? Is there anything they won't do? How about accusing Mitt Romney of killing a woman with cancer? Will they go that far? Apparently, one super PAC that wants Obama re-elected thinks the Obamagasms are worth sliming and smearing the name of Mitt Romney. It's another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thought Podcast. I am Doug Hagan. Folks, there is an ad out. I believe it came out today. At least I first heard about it today via the Washington Post and Weasel Zippers. Now, the ad is not by the Obama re-election team. It is by a pro-Obama super PAC. The name of the super PAC is Priorities USA Action. Apparently, their priorities are lying and doing anything they can to get Obama reelected. And they're not going to let things like honesty or decency or morality get in their way. And integrity, forget about it. But via the Washington Post, a new ad from a super PAC supporting President Obama ties former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney to a family's loss of health insurance and a woman's subsequent death from cancer. That's right, Mitt Romney kills a woman with cancer. That's just what kind of Republican bastard he is, apparently. It's the fourth hard-hitting ad from Priorities USA Action that focuses on former workers at companies closed by Romney's former private equity firm, Bain Capital. The man in the ad, Joe Soptic, is quoted, it is on video in the ad, saying, "I don't think Mitt Romney understands what he's done to people's lives by closing the plant." He's talking about GST Steel in Kansas City that was closed in 2001. That's important. We'll get to 2001 in a minute. He says because the plant closed, he lost his health care, and then his wife became ill. I don't know how long she was sick, and I think maybe she didn't say anything because she knew that we couldn't afford the insurance, Soptic adds. When she finally went to the hospital, they found out that it was stage 4 cancer. He says she died soon after. Soptic then concludes the ad with these words, "I do not think Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. And furthermore, I do not think Mitt Romney is concerned." Now, as Weasel Zippers notes, the ad is total BS. First and foremost, this company plant closed in 2001 was closed by Bain Capital. Forget all the companies that Bain saved and the jobs they saved. Forget that. Forget that Obama has closed how many car dealerships did he close for Chrysler and GMC? How many? How many jobs were killed there? How many jobs in the domestic energy field has he and is he killing with his EPA and his radical policies? Forget all those green jobs that were killed, belly up, bankrupt companies, one after the other. Forget those. Forget the outsourcing from the stimulus. Forget that. We've got to focus on Mitt Romney here because he kills women with cancer. Apparently, Mitt Romney can do magic. He left Bain Capital in 1999. 2 years later, this plant in Kansas City was closed, steel plant. So how do you blame Mitt Romney for something a company did 2 years after he left it? And then, here's the real kicker, folks. The ad gives you an image that Mitt Romney, the evil SOB, closed this steel plant in Kansas City, heartlessly closed it. Man lost his health insurance. Next thing you know, his wife is sick with stage 4 cancer and passed away. She did die from cancer. I'm very sorry for his loss. It's tragic. Cancer is a horrible thing. But the plant closed in 2001. This woman died in 2006. 5 years later. Oh, when you start to fill in the blanks, this ad leaves with the facts, a very different image starts to form, doesn't it? So you got Mitt Romney leaving in 1990, leaving Bain Capital in 1999. He wasn't deciding anything after that for Bain Capital. The company closes this plant in 2001. I don't know whether closing it was warranted or not. I'm not going to comment because I don't know. I'm not MSNBS, folks. I don't comment on things I don't know about. So Romney leaves in 99. The plant closes in 2001. 5 years later, the woman dies. So this is how magical Mitt Romney is, apparently. How evil, according to this ad. He can kill a woman with cancer 7 years after he left a company that closed a plant in 2001. He can kill that woman 7 years into the future with cancer. That's nothing but a despicable attack ad. And if the Obama administration, if Barack Obama had any class, character, or an ounce of integrity, he would come on national TV, he would have a press conference, he would disassociate himself from the ad, he would rip this super PAC, and he would say, this ad is full of falsehoods, it is despicable, it is beneath me, please don't believe this ad. Mitt Romney would not do that. He's not guilty of anything here. That's what any decent candidate would do. But who am I to expect anything to do with integrity from this administration, right? Truly despicable, my friends. How power hungry is the left? You're getting a glimpse right here. You're getting a bold glimpse right here. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Talk to you later.